Welcome. This is your host, Susan Rinsberger, energy expert, communicator, and interpreter for star beings. And you're listening to Voices from the Stars. Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. Ani ahoy, aliakai, aliakai, oni ahoy, oni ahoy, oni ahoy. Oi, tikala kala 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 kala. We're sending light and love and joy and peace into the hearts of all who listen. Thank you. I can feel that in my heart, and I needed that. But I of course you did. You've been through rough times. So many have been through rough times. We're here to talk about those times. Not the times when the road is smooth, but the times when the rocks in the road hurt your feet. The times when you fall or stumble. The time when you get wounded. The times when you get wounded. Those are the harder times. You know, I've been promising that I'm going to bring some other people on this program, on this podcast, who are channelers or interdimensional communicators of various kinds, and ask them about how they started and what that experience is like for them, so that my listeners can know that it's a possibility for anybody who wants to, who chooses that option. And the most important use of our inner communication is for ourselves. And I will get to that. But I've been going through an experience that's been very difficult. Very. Anybody listening to this podcast knows that I just went through a major move and I was exhausted for a long time. And what I haven't said to anyone is that I had COVID-19. And I just had that confirmed yesterday with an antibody test. And I didn't know for sure I had it because I was not told that that's what it was through my inner channel. And that lack of information, to me, when I found out, it felt like a betrayal. And I had a lot of hard conversations with my higher consciousness, with my higher self, with the source, with the star beings that guide me, about why I wasn't told so that I would know what I was dealing with. And they said, this is often the first thing people want to know when they start communicating. When we start communicating within, and I know when I do interdimensional communication or channeling for other people, with other people in groups, very often the questions that people have are about their own personal human future. What's going to happen? What's going to happen with this relationship? What do I need to do about this job? Where is my next relationship? Why can't I find a partner? So many things that really are about trying to see the next chapter, wanting to read ahead in the novel of our lives. And we want to talk to you today, tonight, it's this evening when I'm recording this, about this desire for information that is so common to the human experience, so natural, when you are steering the boat of your life through the darkness. Or it's like driving a car with fog lights, you know, where you can barely see anything. You can see a little bit around you, but you don't really know what's up ahead. We want to talk to you about the light and the darkness also. That's been a theme where I am in the last few days and weeks, because it's the winter solstice here, and the symbolism of the solstice, the winter solstice, as well as Christmas, which is not in the summer, I mean, which is in the summer in the Southern Hemisphere, not in the winter where we are now, not in June, but in December. But the original symbolism of celebrating the birth of Jesus near the solstice was that he represents the birth of the Christ light within the darkness of human existence. And what that all is about is just finding within ourselves the light of the universal source, the creator, of which we are all an expression. We're all made of the very energy that is the body and the being of God. We all have that light. We are all holograms. We have a beam of life force energy pouring through us that can be seen as white light, can be seen as golden light. It's high frequency energy. Okay, so star beings, what do you want to tell us about it? You're steering your pathways by this light. And the more you can open your channels to receive that light, the brighter it can shine and the more information it can bring you to help you make choices and steer your path. So then, okay, here comes the difficult part. The hard question is, why do we not always get the answers we need or we ask for? People want to know if their relatives are going to live or die. People want to know what's wrong with them if they're sick. What's the problem? And why is it that sometimes the answers we hear are not the physical reality, not the truth in our experience? Are we listening to the wrong beings? Are we doing the wrong thing? Is it our own lack of accurate hearing? We've asked you to ask these questions because they are questions that many people have in their hearts and they don't know how to answer them. And if you can't find the answers, how can they? That's why we need you to ask these questions so that we can answer these questions. Okay, good. First of all, when you ask those questions, the frequency of your energy field changes to fear. Fear-based questions resonate at a very low frequency. When you're asking a question that's based in fear, that's resonating to fear, the answer you get back is going to be colored by the frequencies of fear. It's coming through a filter of fear that's in your energy field. And fear is very destructive. That is what we want you to understand. This is the thing that is so difficult for you to accept sometimes, that we may withhold information, your higher self may withhold information. The source may not tell you everything you're asking to know, because for you to know what is coming up in your road could cause you fear. Yeah, and just hearing that causes more fear. just knowing that something up ahead might be scary. Let's take a simple example. When you were sick, you were very, very sick. They're talking about me now. Your immune system was as low as it could get. Yes, I had had a dog bite, I had had sinusitis, and then I started getting COVID. And I didn't know what it was for sure. Though it had the symptoms, fevers, difficulty breathing. And you suffered through this for days until you were so weak. We had to show you what to eat. We had to push you toward going to the doctor. and seeking the remedy that's for COVID, even though we had not told you you had COVID. So why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you tell me earlier so I could seek a remedy? Because here in Argentina, there is a medication that is taken for COVID that works pretty well. We could not lower your immune system any further without putting you in danger. You were asking for information that would have raised a great deal of fear because you were living alone in a new house in a country far from your children. You had very minimal help. Sometimes you didn't realize that you needed to ask for help, to pay someone to help you. You were isolated. And to tell you that you had a disease that could be as serious as COVID-19 can be would have raised a huge amount of fear in your field. And this example is just one example. There are many, many, many people all over the world who want to know what comes next, who want to know about their own immediate future. And sometimes, not always, but sometimes, giving the information that you're asking for would create fear or grief, sadness, panic. Sometimes it is better for you to walk ahead and deal with each step of life as it comes rather than to know what's lying ahead. Not because what's lying ahead is something you can't overcome or is something that you could avoid if you knew it. There are painful situations in life that have to do with physicality. The physical body causes all kinds of physical and emotional pain for human beings because it's temporary. The temporal nature of life causes separation, and separation from loved ones is one of the greatest fears that human beings have, one of the greatest causes of human grief. So sometimes our higher consciousness, our own consciousness, our own our soul, let's say, or our source self, soul or self, decides not to tell the human aspect, the human mind, what's coming next, or what's going on. In my case, how can we trust? How can we trust? There's a difference between someone not telling you something in order to protect you from fear, which is the most destructive energy there is. It is a shutting down, a lack of life force. It destroys, it's destructive to the human immune system and physical body. And someone withholding information in order to harm you, manipulate you, prevent you from protecting yourself. What we're withholding is simply information from your own higher aspects. And when you agree to come in, when you decide to come in to a human mind and body, a part of that decision is knowing that you will not have the same information that is within and all around you when you are in your higher consciousness, when you are not confined to a human mind and a human body and a human consciousness. But then what's the point of being able to communicate with our own higher aspects and other higher dimensional beings if that information is going to be withheld anyway, or if it's not good for us? 95% of the information that you ask about, we readily answer. It's not that you shouldn't know. It's not that there are not times when we would give you guidance in making your choices, but keeping you out of fear in a time when you are in a physically weakened state is very important for your physical survival. These are some of the rocks in the road that we wanted to speak about. There is no avoiding, while you're in physical form, that sometimes you are going to stub your toe. Sometimes you are going to have boulders you have to climb over. Sometimes your physical body is going to need attention, need help, need healing, need curing. Sometimes the demands of physical life will be extreme, and other times they will simply be a daily factor in your life. The body takes a lot of time, a lot of attention, a lot of your mental, emotional, financial resources to maintain. That's for sure. Feeding, clothing, grooming, exercising the body. It is more work than a pet. Yes, it is. It's more work than having to care for an animal in your charge. Okay, so we take on this physical body, and sometimes in the course of life we come across experiences that are difficult and painful and hard and require a great deal of effort. And how can you help us with those? You can change your way of thinking about them. You can help yourself by changing your way of thinking. You don't have to see them as blocks in your path. You don't have to be angry that no one told you had COVID until you decided to have a test. That test was available to you anytime you felt strong enough to have it, and when you had it, you were already strong enough to know the results. I don't want this to be just about me. Your example is just one example. Your life is your novel. Everyone has their novel. So you were telling us about choosing our response, choosing how we see the blockages, how we experience that, how we experience the difficulties in our path. Yes, you could choose to feel free now that you don't have to worry about getting sick. You could choose to feel happy that you've already come through the disease and didn't even know it. You knew you were sick. You knew you were suffering. It wasn't easy, but it's over, and you could celebrate that. Sometimes the higher beings do what's best for us instead of what we're asking for. It's a matter of trust. This is the star being still. Trusting is basic to your human success. If you can trust not just your human mind, but your higher mind, and that means the universal mind, that means the source, that means your source connection, and the higher beings that help you, that assist you, that guide you along the way. If you can trust them, if you can decide and choose to trust, we will send you all the trust energy you need, all the frequencies to open your heart, all the love. You are continually loved. You are abundantly loved, and no one at this frequency level ever does something intended to harm you. If we don't give you the information you're looking for, it's because it would cause you harm in this moment. Doesn't mean that we won't tell you later. It doesn't mean that you are not loved. And sometimes it means you need to stop asking for what you simply have to discover through your life. Yeah, I've had that habit for many years. I'm better about it now, actually. But for many, many years, I was afraid to not know what came next because of painful and traumatic surprises in my childhood. and probably in many lifetimes, in fact. So I'm sure that many other people also are afraid to not know what comes next. And so as soon as they start opening the channel and talking to the higher beings and hearing their own higher self, that's what they want to use it for. They want to know what comes next so they can be safe from unpleasant or painful or traumatic surprises. But the knowing that, if you knew every trauma, every painful experience, every loss coming down the road in advance, it would not enable you to avoid it. It would only frighten you. It would only make you miserable. It would only make you grieve before you had to. It would interrupt the flow of the life force that allows you to enjoy your daily experience of being human. Suppose you knew someone you love was going to pass in a few months. How would you enjoy those last months with that person? Sometimes this occurs with an illness where it can be predicted more or less that the person will be moving on, will be dying. But very often, it's not predictable. We just don't know. And suddenly within 2 days, a person can be gone. If you knew for months and months in advance, you would be trying desperately to enjoy every moment and worrying and fearing and grieving before it was your time to grieve. What you need to flow freely and easily and comfortably through life is to have this inner connection, to keep it open, and to trust that what you're receiving is for your highest good, is to protect you, is to support you, is to nurture you. And when you ask for what you need, ask for what you need for your happiness and your joy, your love and your support. Ask for healing, ask for anything you want. But be careful when you're asking for information to realize that it might not be good for you at this moment to know the answer. And that is why the answer may not be given. This does not need to destroy your trust. If you know you can trust your source self, if you know that the source loves you and would never harm you, then you can trust that what you're asking for, asking to know, is not for your highest good right now. That doesn't mean something bad is about to happen. It doesn't mean that you need to look at that as a sign of doom or pain approaching. It just means not right now, and for myriad reasons. If you could see the threads of possibility that are the lines of energy that connect human beings, if you could see the myriad plans and possibilities, alternative plans, potentialities at every decision point, you would understand that another reason you don't always get the answer you're looking for, not the answer you want, but just the information you were asking for, is because it depends. It depends on who decides to do what at what given moment, at any given moment. Who decides to turn left instead of right? Who decides to speak to someone and who decides not to? So many small and large choices, inflection points, connect human beings in order to create the pattern of a life that you're experiencing that we can't tell you. Very often we can't tell you what's going to happen. Asking what's going to happen is not the most fruitful course. It's not your best course. It's not the way or the reason to use your inner ability to connect to the source, to connect to yourself, to connect to other higher beings. the purpose of speaking to us and hearing us, of speaking to yourself and hearing yourself, is to receive guidance and help and support, but not to be told how to live your life and not to be told every detail of what's going on. Sometimes, if there is an emergency about to arise, an accident about to occur, sometimes you will be suddenly lifted out of your human mind into something higher. You'll suddenly hear a voice tell you stop. You suddenly wake up when you're falling asleep. Sometimes things happen in order to prevent a catastrophe because it isn't a part of your plan. It isn't what you've chosen. But you can't manipulate human life by connecting within. The inner connection is to help you navigate the difficult parts. Make your way around the rocks in the road instead of having to climb over them sometimes. But sometimes you have to climb over them because you need those muscles for something that's on the other side. We hope you can understand this. We hope it's something that everyone listening understands and understands is important. You are loved. You are blessed. You are held in light. We love you. We want you to be happy. We want you to choose. Choose your response to what happens in your life. Choose your response. Choose joy. Choose happiness. Release anger. Release sadness. Release disappointment. Look at it from the other side. Choose trust. Choose to know that you are loved. Choose to feel loved. Choose to open your heart to receive the love of the higher beings of love and light, of the source itself, of your own source self, your own individuated self, your own individuated soul. When the love flows through your channel, then it can provide you with all you need. And that's the goal for opening that channel, for connecting to it, for knowing how to call upon that help when you need it. Thank you, Star Beings, for sorting that out. It was important to me, and I hope it's important to some others. I hope that people throughout the world are receiving their information and what they need. I hope they know that they're loved and blessed and they're able to connect to that love through their hearts. So that's it for today. This is Susan Rensberger speaking to you from La Cumbre, Argentina, sending love and light and blessings to all. Until next time. Thank you for listening. To hear more from the Star Beings, plus interviews with other communicators and tips for connecting with your own inner voice, please subscribe to this podcast. And if you appreciate the energy and information you received, please review and rate this podcast. It's very important to us. And even more importantly, please share it with your friends. Thank you.